Muhammad Salawat.
Samana Rizvi, a 24-year-old iOS developer, got a call one evening that her father, Mumtaz Hussain, 54, a businessman and engineer, did not come back home from his work trip to Quetta. According to the cab service that Mumtaz used, he was picked up by some people who threatened the cab driver of serious consequences if he speaks up. Later, Samana rushed to her house and found out that Mumtaz was picked up by the law enforcement agencies. Not only Mumtaz Hussain, but over 5,000 Pakistanis never make it to their home. Mumtaz's family's only request is to produce him in court if he has done anything wrong according to the law of Pakistan and follow the due process. According to the official data, total number of cases received up to August 2018 are 5,349, in which KPK tops all the other provinces and Sindh has the second highest received cases. In some of these cases, the abducted individuals were released after years of captivity and after clearance from different agencies. But no financial compensation and psychological rehabilitation were given to come out of the trauma they were subjected to.
Actually, when this happened, we were all very much traumatized. This shouldn't happen to anyone. No human being deserves this. According to the international law, according to the law of this country, and according to the constitution, everyone has a right to freedom and everyone has a right to fair trial. So that's what we are demanding. If he has ever done anything wrong, then they should produce him in courts.
Samana says that police has refused to register a formal investigation report. Later, they filed a petition in High Court that has so far conducted 8 hearings in 8 months, but no progress has been made on Mumtaz's release.
Even Kulbhushan Yadav, the Indian spy in Pakistani prison, has some rights and his family was allowed to meet him. What on earth stops our state and its law enforcement agencies to do so in our case?
Press TV's all attempts to communicate with Federal Information Minister Fawad Chaudhry and Human Rights Minister Shirin Mazari were not responded. Pakistan is signatory to international conventions. Last year, the United Nations Human Rights Council adopted Universal Periodic Review outcome on Pakistan. Amnesty International stated this year that no one has ever been held accountable for an enforced disappearances in Pakistan. Mohammed Turi, Press TV, Karachi.